All right, once again, we are back to Plan, Protect, and Invest with Scroy Financial. Jeff Haxton back in with us this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Clay.
Talking about Social Security today, it's a topic you know we all hear a lot about, especially when you think of retirement. Can you kind of explain what it is and when you're eligible for it?
It's a government program where it's a supplemental retirement income, meaning it was never designed to be a retirement program itself. It's there to help people guide into retirement or bridge that income gap of money that they had before compared to money they have now. You actually contribute right out of your paycheck. So whether you know it or not, you actually put in over 6% of your pay, and your company does the same exact thing. So it's actually 12.5% of the money right out of your paycheck goes into Social Security. You can actually take it as early as 62, but need to be careful with it because there are income limits. Most people's full retirement age is somewhere between 66 and 67, and you can actually delay it until age 70 if you wish.
Do I have to worry about Social Security going away before I retire?
Honestly, I don't think it'll ever go away, Clay. For me and you, Social Security might be a little different ballgame than today because we have a long time to go until retirement. But assuming no changes are made in the next 17 years, Social Security is going to see a 25% reduction. All right, I unlikely think that that's going to be the case because I don't see how they're going to start reducing people's paychecks. So anyone close to Social Security age now, it should be really similar. People in younger generations, it might be a different ballgame. It just makes it even more important for us to take control of our own retirement.
Bottom line, everybody wants to know, will Social Security be enough to provide me a comfortable retirement?
Clay, probably not. So the average Social Security check is $1,400 a month. And by supplementing it, what we can do is it's either a pension or it's retirement savings that you have set up in a 401k or IRA account, or just money you have in your bank account that you're going to use to offset it. So unfortunately, Social Security was never designed to be a sole retirement source. And for most people, it does not provide a comfortable retirement, but it definitely helps people get there.
To schedule your meeting with Scroy Financial, call 674-6700.